Hello.
Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Jessica. I'm the supervisor here at customer support. How can I help you?
Hi, Jessica. Good morning. I'm having a little issue. So on, I think the young lady said on the 15th, I wanted to try your product. Okay, the one for $4.95 and $5.95. I just got your product 2 days ago, so I haven't even began to try the product. But then I noticed that today there is money missing from my account as if I had ordered more products. Now, I didn't order any more products because I have no idea as yet how the products work. She's explaining to me that something about a 14-day trial, but I'm trying to tell her that I just got my product 2 days ago. So I'm not
Okay.
understanding how I could purchase something when I have no idea how it works.
Okay, alrighty. In order for me to better assist you, I have to take a look first and see what's going on.
Okay.
In order for me to see if I'm looking at the correct account, can you verify your first and last name, please?
Sure, my first name is Michelle. My last name is Elliot.
Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
Sure, it's 2618 Northwest 47th Terrace, Lauderdale Lakes, Florida 33313.
Thank you so much. And it seems like you had the products Keto Control and the Pure Cleanse.
Right, I said I would try it, but I just received it. I haven't even tried it, so I don't even know how it works. I literally just received it 2 days ago. So I'm not even sure if it's going to work for me, if it's not going to work for me. So with it, I mean, I thought I had a 30-day to try and then to let the company know whether I wanted to continue taking it or not. And I just noticed that almost $200 is out of my account.
Okay, so yes, first of all, I want to apologize for the misunderstanding. And basically, what happened is that on April 15th of 2020, you placed the order for the product, and you
Right, for the
paid.
trial product. That's correct. I'm not disputing that.
Okay, so you pay shipping and handling $5.97 and $4.97.
Right.
And before placing the order, it does explain in the terms and conditions it will be a 14-day trial period. And it also explains that if you don't cancel within the 14 days, then on the 15th day, you are billed the full price of the
Okay, and
product.
that's the little issue I'm having because I saw this, but I'm thinking it's 14 days once I receive the product, try the product, and know if I like the product or not. Because for me, how could I try something if I don't have it? So I'm thinking, okay, it's 14 days, it'll come, I'll start to try it, and then let you guys know. I didn't, honestly speaking, I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't receive that 14-day thing. I thought it was an automatic 30-day trial. Got excited, saw it, wanted to try it, and oh gosh. So that's my issue.
Okay, let's take a look here. Okay. So let's see. Okay, so what we're gonna do, the account has been canceled already from Future Subscriptions, and what we can do as a one-time customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding is help you with a refund for the amount of $97.94. Once again, that refund will be the amount of $97.94.
Okay. So this is going to put in back half of what came out my account.
Correct.
Okay, so do I return the product when it comes? What do I do?
For that charge that you're seeing on your account, it's not for another set of product. You're simply being billed the full price of the product that you ordered on April 15th. So it's not for another set of products. So you're not going to receive any more products.
I haven't even opened it. It's just still sitting there in the package that it came in.
Okay. So let me see here.
I
Okay,
mean, I'm
let
so sorry
me.
for the misunderstanding because of this COVID-19 and thing, it's like I'm not even really working, I just thought, oh, let me try this because, you know, I had the gastric bypass surgery a couple of years ago, but I did put back some weight on. So I was like, oh, $4.95, let me, you know, I can do that. Okay.
I understand. Let me get into it. Let me take a look at the account. Let me see what I can do. Okay. Give me one moment. Okay.
Okay, love. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Please continue to bear with me. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I was taking a look at your account, Ms. Elliott, and I'll make a one-time exception, and I'm going to go ahead and process a full refund for the $99.94 and the $95.94. That full refund will go back in the account in 3 to 5 business days. Please let
thank
me know
you
when
so
you're ready
much.
To take. No problem. Please let me know when
you're
ready.
Would you like me to return the product? Because it's fine. I can return it if you need me to. It's no problem. Because I haven't even opened or unsealed anything.
No, ma'am. The company has a no return policy. You can just keep the product with you.
Okay.
Okay. Please let me know when you are ready to take down your confirmation number.
I'm ready.
Okay. It will be R as in Robert.
R.
533.
533,
465.
465, okay.
7576.
Okay, so that's R as in Robert, 533-465-7576?
Correct. That is your refund confirmation number, and you're going to receive that full refund in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. What's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. And I'm so sorry for the confusion. I really am, because I wouldn't do this.
I understand.
It's not something that I really appreciate your help, Jessica. Thank you so much. God bless you.
No problem. Thank you. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
No, there's not. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, okay?
You too, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.